You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Corey Spangler. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Maggie. How are you?
I am good. I'm excited to be talking about another session in Unit 19 with you.
Absolutely.
All right, so we're in the middle of March, which could mean a lot of things for a lot of different places. It could be very, very cold in some places, or it could be hot. Who's to say? But if you could plan the perfect spring day, what would it look like?
Oh, man, this is a good one. So I am going to choose to believe the place that I'm at has nice weather, maybe like a mid-60s situation. With
yes.
some flowers that are already
That's
blooming and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in that perfect situation,
yes.
it would involve being outside. I'm a big fan of like just sitting and reading or being outdoors doing random, just like monotonous activities. And
mm-hmm.
so I like playing games outside, going for walks, reading, you know. Likely it would involve being at a park with my youngest kiddos kind of running around
mm-hmm.
While I'm relaxing there. So that would be the perfect thing. And an iced coffee of some sort
yes.
would be great on this perfect day as well.
Yes. That's a great day. Yeah. I think mine would also include being outside as much as possible. I think I would start the day also with iced coffee. At a coffee shop there's this coffee shop in Houston that is entirely outside, and which is a really bold move for Houston because,
yeah,
like 6 months of the year, that's not a great spot to be. But on this perfect spring day, it would be such a great spot to be. So I would go there and I would drink my coffee and read. And then I would meet up with a friend to go for a walk, still outside. And then I would go play fetch with my dog because he doesn't love a walk, but he loves to play fetch, and maybe read outside in the afternoon. And then I would go eat dinner on a patio somewhere also outside.
That all sounds great. I do have to say though, like we have to also plan to not have any allergies during this season.
Yes.
Because I have full blown spring allergies.
Okay. Steph.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've either have
actually,
lots of medicine.
Yeah. Yeah. That is not, I don't know if it's because I've just grown immune to them in Houston. I'm not sure, but that
yeah.
is not something that I deal with, thankfully.
Yeah. So an allergy free, perfect spring day. There we go.
I love it. Yes. It's a good caveat. All right. On this episode, we are discussing Unit 19, Session 2, which is titled Jesus Was Dedicated. And this is focusing on Luke Chapter 2. Corey, why don't you share with us the big idea and story points for this session?
I'd love to. So we are now in the New Testament of the Bible, and all of the stories in the Old Testament have led up to this and point to the arrival of Jesus. We learned last week of the details of Jesus's birth, which is prophesied about in multiple places in the Old Testament. Hundreds of years before he was born. This week, our story takes place about a week after Jesus was born, when he was dedicated at the temple. And for our story points, for preschoolers this week, Simeon and Anna worship Jesus. And for kids, Simeon and Anna worship Jesus as the Messiah.
Thanks, Corey. Let's talk through some areas that need a little extra attention or prep. And there's really not a whole lot to point out here, but there's one in preschool and one in kids. So in older preschool, there's an activity called Create Key Passage Art. And this is just a reminder that you can find the key passage poster printables that are mentioned in that activity, either on the files disk, on Ministry Grid, or on the additional resources blog post on the Gospel Project blog.
That's great. Yes. So for midweek, we do have an activity this week called Path of Obstacles. And just want to point out that this is a very physical activity. And so leaders will need to consider their group and modify stations in a way that can meet the physical needs or limitations of the kids that you're serving. And so just keep that in mind and make some adjustments for the kids that you have in your group this week.
A good reminder. Thanks, Corey. Let's wrap up by talking about what stands out to us or what we're excited for in this session. And I love the story. I love the bits of Simeon and Anna's stories that we get to see in this text. We get to see a glimpse of their faithfulness, humility, their desire to serve others, and we get to watch them celebrate the Messiah that they've been waiting for. So much of walking with Jesus is choosing to be faithful in the day-to-day, and Simeon and Anna are great examples of that. And I think sometimes when we read the Bible, it can be easy to think that the stories happened as fast as we read them in a matter of minutes. But Simeon and Anna are reminders that these were real humans who were living years and years of their lives waiting for the Messiah. They are beautiful examples of what it looks like to be faithful in the waiting. And I think this is a great text to help kids apply by thinking about how it feels to wait for something. And in that, encourage them to look to Simeon and Anna as examples of what it looks like to wait on God with faith.
Oh, I love that, Maggie. And I do think just hearing even you just kind of give that overview and your thoughts really gets me excited for what leaders are going to experience this session, because I think that waiting and that day-to-day faithfulness is just something we all need to be reminded of. So that's really exciting. And I love the reminder that many biblical events, like you gave, doesn't happen at the speed of our reading, but sometimes over days, months, or even years. And then this session is a great opportunity to reinforce one of my favorite fruits of the Spirit, which is patience. And there's, you know, maybe a little bit of sarcasm there, but this is a topic that we often approach with hesitation anytime we hear the word patiently waiting. But in truth, we'll spend so much of our lives in a season of waiting. So highlighting for kids the beauty in waiting faithfully and waiting with purpose, waiting expectantly, will serve them well as we pray for God to draw them to Himself.
That's really good and such a great connection to the fruits of the Spirit, Corey. And also, yeah, patience is one of the tough ones, isn't it? Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.